Good evening. I'm going to open the March 27th, 2017 Prudential Committee meeting. Is anyone recording? Amy Cates is recording. Could I please have introductions starting on my right?
Ray Perrone, Treasurer.
Michael Daly, former Treasurer.
Laurie Hadley, Prudential Committee.
Fran Parks, Prudential Committee.
Dan Goldstein, Prudential Committee.
Charlie Eager, Clerk.
Thank you. I'm going to ask Mr. Pisano if you would just, Rick, hi, you want to come up? So you just basically have to say that you have delivered the budget. At our next meeting on April 10th, I'm going to ask the fire commissioners and the water commissioners to attend so that we can go over the budget in detail on that evening.
Hi, Richard Pisano, fire commissioner. We're presenting a draft of the fiscal year 2018 budget. I believe you all have copies.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
You want to do any public comment?
Yes, I'm going to do public comment now. Is there any public comment? Please.
Hi, I'm Kathy Spurdies. I'm president of the Board of Trustees for the Kituit Library, and I just wanted to thank you for your contribution every year. I have a few things. I don't know whether it's appropriate to show you, but we played bingo, library bingo, at my house for a fundraiser, and it was a lot of fun because all the cards had things we do, and even though most of the attendees were board members or well-known library patrons, we all learned something about what our own library does because we have a lot of services. I also brought a budget, a little short budget. Should I hand that to you three?
Sure. Thank you.
You know, as you know, we're a private library. We get, as you can see, I divided these by the types of income. The first grouping is municipalities, and you can see we get or some form of a municipality, and you give us 5% of our budget. We transfer from our own funds 16%. That's from an endowment, saved up money we have. We expect and hope for donations of 15% of our budget. We have fundraisers that net about 9% of our budget, and then the rest is some grants. But none of this is guaranteed, as we know. You know, even the state might not give us the $4,000 they give us. The Kirkman Fund cut what they gave us last year in half in the middle of the year. So we do thank you for what you give us, and just in if you have any more to give us, you can tell we could use it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment?
Can I ask Kathy a question?
Yes.
Okay. In your fond desire, what would you like the district to donate to the library?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Say, in your... What would you like the district to donate to the library? What's your requirement?
I've received a letter from the library for $20,000.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, we were not pushing the envelope any then. So, I mean, I don't know, $25,000. Would be great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Ellen Holmes, live on Mariner Circle. I was one of those houses that was 50 feet that they messed up, and I've asked Don to come up here with me because I support the water company.
Could you please get closer to the microphone?
Okay,
thank you.
I support the water company completely. However, the company that they outsourced with made a mess of the world. And Don, I think you would support me with that.
Yeah.
No. And I want John to be here with me because he's on the water company board, and I support them completely. But I just, that's all I have to say.
Okay.
Period, end of story.
Thank you. Any other public comment?
Cynthia Gardner, 94 School Street, elected officials of the Kituit Fire District. I received the fire department's proposed budget for fiscal year 2018 on Saturday, March 25th from our district clerk. In the past, I've asked the fire commissioners to take the time to review the budget and ask questions. Again this year, I feel little time has been spent on preparing the budget presented this evening. Unlike the time and effort spent by the water commissioners preparing their budget, there are many areas in the fire department budget in which the district could save money. I reviewed the proposed budget and have pointed out few areas that I know we could save money. I know this time and answers to my questions, I would be able to identify more. I have made the statement in the past that I could save at least $100,000 within the fire department budget, so my suggestions below do that.
Thank you. I don't think we need to read your suggestions.
I'm not going to.
Did you notice?
I just said, I am hoping that...
Ms. Gardner, did you notice that it's marked draft?
It is, and that's why I'm giving this to you now, so they can hopefully, because I'm ending it, I am hoping that the fire commissioners will take additional time to review my suggestions and put forward a more accurate budget to the Kituit taxpayers. Thank you.
Any other public comment? I'm going to close public comment. Any response? Any other response to public comment? Okay. Time for the audit.
You're up.
Good evening. I'm Rob Lynch with Lynch Malloy Marini, and I'm glad to be here tonight again to present the results of the this year FY16 audit. And I know you're going to be talking about the 18 budget, and you're in 17. So I prepared the overview, and we can get into further detail in the draft reports if necessary. But just the objectives of the audit process are for us to express an opinion on the district's financial statements are presented fairly in all material respects in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles. The audit is conducted in accordance with government auditing standards, and we also issue a report on internal control over financial reporting relative to the financial statements and test compliance with laws and regulations. Our results where we did issue an unmodified opinion on the financial statements, which is the opinion that you want on your financial statements, meaning that the reader can rely on that financial information. There's two sets of financial statements issued, and the government-wide statements are on a full accrual basis, and they include your receivables and all assets, including your capital assets, as well as all liabilities, including your debt and other post-employment benefit obligations and pension obligations. The net position at June 30th, 2016 was $1.4 million, which was an increase of $100,000 over FY15. The unrestricted net position was in a deficit of $2.2 million as a result of recording the net pension obligation of $2.6 and the OPEB obligations of $1.6 million. And the OPEB obligation for the year increased to $120,000. The fund basis statements are on the modified accrual basis, and they're more similar to how the books are maintained throughout the year in accordance with the Uniform Modified Massachusetts Accounting Systems. The total fund balance of the general fund at June 30th, 2016 was $1.8 million. That includes the $322,000 of free cash that you used for the FY17 budget. And approximately $880,000 of the fund balance was unassigned. On the budgetary basis, that schedule is attached, and you know you were conservative on your estimated receipts, so you had a little bit of excess collections on the estimated receipts and had some unexpended money on your expenditure side as well. A report on internal control, we did identify a deficiency in internal control that we've had in the past, due to the lack of segregation of duties. And that's just mainly, we have to say that, but it's, as you know, it's a small entity, and the treasurer is the chief cook and bottle washer, everything related to the financial statements. So, you know, we've been pleased to work with Mike over the years, and look forward to the transition to work with Ray, but we'll certainly be here to help with that transition and answer any questions. And then we had a management letter and similar recommendations as in the past, and those are being addressed. And It's a brief overview, and I can answer any questions you have.
Mike, the question for the $2.2 million debt, that's just kind of just turned up recently because there was a change in accounting as far as we...
Correct.
And then we're funding for that over the years to pay that down, right?
Right. In the long term, you're statutorily required to pay off the pension, unfunded pension obligation, and by 2040 that should be done. The strategy should be come 2040 when that obligation is fully funded, the effort doesn't stop, you just shift funding to these other.
I'll put that on my calendar.
If you're still here, you hang tough, okay?
Are there any other questions about the audit? So, and when will we be getting the hard copy of the report?
We have a rep letter here that I know that was being circulated tonight, which will be the should be receiving that shortly. So once we get that, we'll send the PDF as well as follow up with that with the hard copy. So if that comes in this week, we'll get them out this week.
Great. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too. So the next item on the list is the house at 56 High Street. I was hoping this evening that I'd have some sort of a ballpark figure for demolition. Sorry. Water Department. Thank you. So I just need to have you state that you're delivering the budget to us tonight, and then we will ask you to come April 10th. Where we'll be up after we've had a chance to review both budgets and sit down and discuss them.
This is Ted Barnacle, Chairman of Water Commissioners, and I'm delivering the budget. I was going to be good tonight, too.
Well,
I'm going to wait for April 10th.
You'll have 2 weeks more practice. Thanks. All right. High Street. So I haven't been able to come up with a price for the demolition and then reconstruction of a building for us to be able to look at a timeline as to when we want to pursue this. So, you know, my guesstimate is, you know, $300,000 to $400,000. No, we can probably blow it down, actually, if we could collect enough people.
True.
Just so everybody knows, the High Street, 56 High Street building is... had a structural report and has also been looked at by an architect, and they both are in agreement, tear it down. So that's where we'd like to put our office, because the district doesn't have a district office, and we are required by law to have a district office. So I'll just have to wait for, I asked Tim Luft if I sent him an email asking if he could give me a ballpark figure, but I haven't heard back from him. So on the Freedom Hall scheduling, now that Mrs. Hadley is deserting us in a few months, we need to come up with a plan for someone taking over her job because no one can replace her. But so we need to have someone who can do the scheduling, let people into the building, or at least give them keys and manage any deposits that we're going to get for the building. So I've been working on trying to find someone to do that, and that's still a work in progress.
This has nothing to do with my replacement. This has nothing to do with my replacement, but we do have the Freedom Church people coming back for 7 weeks.
Okay.
They promise they will not use the downstairs.
Okay. So I'm going to hold off on the Freedom Hall projector and screen for the moment. I'm pleased to announce that the missing street light in Catuit Coves has been replaced. It hasn't been found. The pole was removed. The street light on it disappeared. New pole was put up, and so we have put in a new street light for those folks. And We also, I think, need to work on a procurement officer for the district. That's a someone who's able to write contracts and request for proposals that comply with all the myriad of state laws. It's a very complex process once you get over the $25,000 mark. So we don't have a procurement officer. We've used the county at times, which is very good, but we really should have a procurement officer specifically for Kituit.
Question on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. If we could use the county, like contract with the county or even contract with the town because they have a procurement official, rather than getting somebody that we need to pay for directly ourselves.
Well, we can't use the town. Already tried. And we can use, the problem is that the water department and the fire department both use different sources for their for procurements, and that leaves so basically the prudential committee are the only ones who have used the county. But I think if we have an existing employee that we can have trained and taught to do it, then I think it would probably better serve us if we could do it in-house.
Can I ask Ray and Mike, either one, do any of the people that you deal with that have a procurement officer that we could timeshare?
Capabilities, basically. The agency that I was with, the we kind of handled it on an ad hoc basis, so we had no one designated. So I doubt if there'd be anyone that we could use.
Okay, just looking to see if we can, you know, timeshare, save some money.
So, well, we can, you know, keep on looking.
Question on the streetlights. Is there, would it pay for us to spend a little bit of money and have Boudreau write Verizon a letter saying, give us back the streetlight or pay us?
Actually, Siemens is working with Verizon. Right. I actually called Verizon once, and they were supposed to have somebody out here within a weekend who was definitely going to call me back, and I have his name at home, and haven't heard a word.
Maybe a letter from the Lord from Boudreau would speed up that process.
I could try, but when I did that conference call with all the other towns on the Cape about the process of putting in the new lights, this is an ongoing problem for all the, you know, towns and districts on the Cape. The, you know, once we brought the subject up, it was like the doors opened and the flood came in.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Did you both get our minutes from?
I did.
February?
6th.
Did you get the ones from the 28th?
Don't know if I did that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll hold off on that. We can do that next time. And then we need to schedule a meeting for the 30th of March to assign the notes. For the rollover. So what times did you say you could be available?
Between 4 and 5:30.
Okay. What
is that, on the Friday or the Monday?
Thursday.
It's a Thursday. It's Thursday. So 5 o'clock?
That's fine.
5 o'clock, 5 o'clock, Charlie? Can you do that?
I think so, yeah.
Great. Okay. So anything else from either of you?
No, I don't have anything else.
Ms. Sadley?
No, not a thing.
Okay. So that's the end of our regular meeting. I'm going to ask for a motion to go into executive session by the Prudential Committee to update the committee members on ongoing union negotiations that would be detrimental to the negotiations if discussed in a public session. The committee will not return to an open session.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor, roll call.
Laurie Hadley, aye.
Stan Goldstein, aye.
Fran Parks, aye. Thank you.
By the way, thank you for coming.
I don't know what brought you all out, but I hope you all come back.